News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Health is reporting 5 more confirmed cases of the Zika virus in Jamaica. This increases the number of confirmed ZikV cases to 21. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton made the announcement in Parliament last Tuesday.
Of the 787 which were tested, 480 results have been received, of which 21 were positive for Zika virus. We estimate that the number of confirmed cases is just a small portion of what is actually the reality in terms of the persons who have possibly been infected.
Under phase 2 of the ministry's public health response, the sector is being equipped to handle any increase in severe cases of ZikV, chikungunya, and other mosquito-related illnesses. Dr. Tufton assures that dispensaries island-wide have been stocked with adequate supplies of the requisite medication to appropriately treat all forms of ZikV manifestations. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a decrease in serious crimes in the first quarter of 2016 when compared to the same period last year. Deputy Director General at the PIOJ, Richard Lumsden, says statistical information from the Vision 2030 dashboard of indicators related to Jamaica's security status shows a reduction in Category 1 crimes. These include murder, shooting, rape, aggravated assault, robbery, and larceny.
A total of 57 Category 1 crimes per 100,000 population were committed over the period January to March 2016, a decline of 29% from 80 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2015. The murder rate for January to March 2016 was 9.8 per 100,000 population, down 4.3% from 10.2 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2015.
Mr. Lumsden says the figures represent a reduction in criminal activity in the January to March quarter for the 6th consecutive year. He was speaking at a recent PIOJ quarterly press briefing. Approximately 10,000 youth are expected to benefit under the New Employment Opportunities for Youth in Jamaica Neo Jamaica project. The initiative, officially launched under the patronage of Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, is being spearheaded by the private sector organization of Jamaica PSOJ under its Youth Upliftment Through Employment Youth Program. The project aims to increase job prospects for unattached youth ages 17 to 29.
This initiative poised to address many of the issues which our young people are confronted. This bolsters the point, therefore, that the youth cannot be a blind spot in nation building and development. If we leave them out of the project of building this nation, then we do that to our own peril.
New Jamaica is expected to provide better training services, career counseling, and critical information about labor supply and demand to participants. Implementation of the program is expected to cost an estimated $9.3 million. And the government will be conducting a review of the 2013 Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy to be carried out over the next 3 months. Minister of Industry and Commerce, Carl Samuda, says the review forms part of efforts to establish national key performance indicators for the MSME sector and ensure consistent data reporting, measurement and monitoring.
This initiative will improve the reporting of financial statistics for the sector and will lay the foundation for development of more tailored financing products.
Mr. Samuda was making his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
For the 2014-15 financial year, the legal aid clinics and council completed over 7,000 consultations, 1,400 gun, circuit, resident magistrate and appeal court matters, as well as 2,900 duty council assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.